This is Radio Adan's second production on the livelihood of the people of Adan in the Greater Accra region of Ghana. The first production touched on how the men of Adan managed to put food on the table for their families. And this looks at the side of the women. In the typical Ghanaian culture, a person is not considered a woman, and for that matter, a good married person, just because she's of the feminine gender, but also her ability to support her husband economically. That is the more reason why in Ghana, there is a popular saying that behind every successful man, there is a woman. The hard-working women of Ada engage in so many income-generating activities to support their homes. And in some instances, when some of the men decide to become irresponsible, these women, by dint of hard work, single-handedly provide for their children. But not without challenges, though. Like most of the men of Ada, a great number of the women are also into farming. Records at the Agri Department of the district shows that women form 37% of the farming population here at Ada. And I tell you what, these women do the farm well. That is why it came as no surprise at all when in 2009, women from Ada won the district, regional, and national Best Farmer Awards. Madam Victoria Tokoli was adjudged the Best Farmer in Ada. The same year, Madam Patience Wusa also won the Best Greater Accra Regional Farmer Awards, while Eva Agbovi was also adjudged the second National Best Farmer. A historic and enviable achievement indeed. Too much of talk, I'm told, sometimes covers the truth. I now hand you over to our hard-working women to tell us about their occupation by themselves. They share with us their experiences, the ups and the downs. And so at this point, I have the singular honor to present to you the 2009 Greater Accra Regional Best Farmer, Madam Patience Wusa.
Nini eje ni won hu mu ka peye ni chumiji won hu me ma me me mola hu oke gunle jomi o chapi no feno ko ne na sku ya mi blo ne ma na be funi chuma chu ko la ino eje na mi na be funi chumi he blo we we ka mu hu mi.
I grew up to meet my mother farming, and with no formal education to think of working with any company or organization for monthly salary, I have decided to take farming as my business. I've been farming for the past 20 years. I remember those days, we had no knowledge about good farming practices, and so we were doing it the traditional way, as we came to meet our parents doing it. One wrong notion we had was, having a lot of crops on a small piece of land meant you harvest a lot, and so we were just jamming the crops on the farms. But that was not helping us at all. We later realized it was a very big fallacy. And so, lack of knowledge about good farming practices was affecting our yields. However, with the help of the Agri Extension officers in the district, things have now improved greatly. We have been taught how to fertilize our farms with the use of manure, among many other things. I say this with pride, that with farming, I am able to fend for my children. I see them, pay their school fees, and clothe them with comfort.
Madam Comfort Kokokuono is another prominent farmer from Anyakpo.
I started life as a drinking bar operator. I later went into the sale of corn and cassava dough. But I was always in debt. And so, my mother-in-law, who was a farmer, invited me to join her in her business. After a few years, she helped me to get a piece of land to start farming on my own. I grew tomato, onion, maize, corn, pepper, and watermelon. It's been 10 years now since I started farming. I have realized that farming is far better than the petty trading I was doing. The farming occupation has really helped me. My life has improved immensely. As I speak with you now, I am a widow, but with the farming, I'm able to provide for my children. Initially, my children were not schooling, but now they are. I have absolutely no problem. Farming is indeed lucrative.
Apart from farming, the next profession Adan is well noted for is fishing. There are 12,500 fishermen here in the district. And it has been estimated by the Agric Department that 8,750 women of Adan are into fish processing. And one of such women is Madam Mary Amedo of Azizanya. Listen to her.
Na ipewo nyanuo ne wa hunu me pe helio ejo ka iwo lo lo ni
chi. I come from a fishing community and my husband is a fisherman, and so by requirement I've become a fishmonger. I've been doing this over 20 years now. Together with the other wives of my husband, we formed a fishing company. We go on fishing expeditions in other towns too. When the fish is brought, our husband sells them to us at low rate, and we smoke and sell them. It is from this business that I provide for myself and my children. We don't have much problem with our living condition.
Ada, being a rural area, has so many of the indigents using or sleeping on local mats made out of straws. And that has also been one source of income for some of the women here. Madam Dina Otukote has a great deal of experience in that sector.
Nime market no salome juni tumi ni. So keni bagba. I paid me kama chaki salome.
My mother taught me mat weaving when I was very young. And that has been the only work I do. But when I got married, I decided to go into fish trading, since that is the main economic activity for women in this community. However, things were not moving well for me. You know, this kind of job demands a lot of capital, and most men here don't help their wives at all. They leave us to go struggling, and so most women here go in for loan to do the fish trading, which mostly lands them in debt. And so, to avoid people chasing me over their money, I decided to go back to my mat weaving. For mat weaving, one does not need any much money. The straws used in weaving the mat is quite cheap, and so I'm able to afford it. And even in the rainy season, when it becomes common, I'm able to go and fetch it myself. In that case, I have no problem as people chasing me over debts. Mat weaving knows nothing like dry or wet season, unlike farming. You can do it all through the year. It is a very good profession, even though it is not lucrative. But I tell you, it is very good. And that is what keeps me and my children going. I'm able to care for my children through mat weaving. On average, I weave 3 mats in a day. And in a month, I'm able to weave 46. One is sold at 2 Ghana cedis, which is quite good. I have 4 children, and with this business, all of them are schooling now. Another good thing about this profession is that neither the straws nor the mats rot, and so they can be kept as long as one likes. I am so grateful to my mother that she taught me this business. I am very comfortable with this job, and I hope to teach my children also.
Women of Ada are hardworking, aren't they? But things are never rosy for them all through. Just as the men in their episode shared with us, these women also have the sad side of their stories to tell. This is Madam Patience Wusa once again.
Wanaka wadu amu. Se ani jama mu akwadu ahewi. Ahe o man gbo de me madu amu.
The major problem we have with this occupation is getting markets for our produce. You toil with your children for months, and during harvest, your clients detect to you how much they will buy your produce. Isn't that pathetic? There is no market for the tomatoes, okra, onion, watermelon, and the mangoes we grow. We wish the government helps us with storage facilities to keep our produce during harvest and sell them during the lean seasons. If our condition is improved, it will entice the youth to also get into farming, and that to a large extent will help cut down on the social vices we see today. Most of them are into those bad practices because they have nothing doing. I tell you honestly, though we are happy doing farm, this problem of no market is really making things difficult for us. I want to emphasize that we need help of the government to protect our livelihood. The problem notwithstanding, permit me to thank Radio Adam for the support it gave us. Just last year, the station did a marketing program for us, telling farmers markets where particular produce were needed, and also telling traders where farm produce were available. It really helped us.
It is now the turn of Madam Koko Kuonu.
Nagbani naji na nyagba kegun si kablo mi eko menga no ma je ni tumyo sikiko obenoko my pass kange ni ade.
Getting money to do the farm has always been a big problem. You end up borrowing money, and if you are not able to get the money in time, it becomes a big headache. Since our work is a seasonal one, we depend on the rain. Some insects that attack our crops on the farm sometimes is another major problem. Getting markets for our produce is another. But through it all, we are able to survive.
The women in fish processing cannot be immune against challenges. They have their fair share of the challenges women face in business. Madam Amedo tells us their side of the story.
Initially, things were going well. The fish was cheap. But now, the men say things are becoming expensive. And so, they sell them to us at a very high rate. I remember those days when I spent 200 Ghana cedis. I would get 100 Ghana cedis profit. But now, you sometimes get 20 or 10 Ghana cedis. There are even times when you run into debt. And so, you end up losing your capital. Things have really gone down. Gone are the days when the men would give the fish to you on credit basis. Now, there is nothing like that, making things difficult for the women.
But the women in mat weaving don't seem to have much difficulties. Otukote mentions just two minor challenges they face.
Okay, Salome. Nyagbani mahimi potnekeke ji. Tafaje kamana kabatabi kiku.
The only problem in mat weaving is we are not able to do much during Harmattan seasons. During the day, we are not able to weave except evenings and dawn. This is because during the day, the straws become so dry that they break with a little force on them. But in the evening and dawns, we are able to manage. Again, during the dry season, the straws become a little scarce. These are the only two challenges in the mat weaving business.
Women are widely known to be loving and caring. They would always like to put their children on the right path. The regional best farmer confirmed this with this message to the youth. She has actually employed me to echo this message to the youth everywhere.
Despite the challenges, farming is a good economic activity. I encourage the youth to go into it. There are no jobs now. And if you sit idle, then you have absolutely no future. Try it, and no matter the situation, you will definitely get something to keep body and soul together. There's nothing bad about farming to be shy about. There's nothing to fear either.
Yes, you have heard it all, how the women here at Ada help to take care of their homes. And I hope you will agree with me that women of Ada are very, very industrious. Dear listener, here I bring to an end Radio Ada's production on the livelihood of the people of Ada in the Greater Accra region of Ghana. The program has been produced with support from Mr. Richard Wusa and David Kubi. The voiceover was done by Angelina Nahima Entry, and your narrator has been Benjamin Nilate Aiku. On behalf of the production team, I wish you all the best in your endeavors.